Shin Pei Beis.
Trying to recruit somebody else. Merrick Greengold.
Oh, okay.
So we're gonna, I put in my 2 cents, I'll put it in again.
Okay. This is it. It's Shin Pei Beis, Sif Gimel. Let's do the Shulchan Aruch again. Im Ein, so we're talking about the lochas of that, but any Yehudi, it's not, he's living there in the same rishus with the Jews, that we have to do schiras of that. Im Ein Le'en Yehudi, Drusus Regal Al Yisrael, so if there's two chaseras which are side by side, as opposed to back and front, front and back, so the goy does not have the right to go through their chotzer, even though there's a pesach between the two of them. And they would like to get Rishus to use his chotzer, to carry from their chotzer to his chotzer. So they can't do an Erev with him. Do they need to do Schiris? Well, he doesn't answer on them. There's no right. The guy has no right to travel from one to the other.
Good evening,
Doctor. So there's the Jews live in one chatzar, the guy lives in the other chatzar. So the loch is interesting. A lot of care from one chatzar to the other on Shabbos. Derech hachloin through the doorway or the window between the two of them. You don't need to rent him the goy in that situation. There's a doorway or there's a window between the two of them. Both open directly into the Mavi. And they're not lifting the one. It's not front to back. It's side by side. So we're going to give a cool over here. We're going to say that the Jews are allowed to carry from the chutz of the goy. The kelim which started out in their houses are allowed to be carried from one chutz to the other, because kelim and the chutz are sure allowed to be carried from one chutz to the chutz. The Jews who lived in that one chutzur did make an Erev. Obviously, they know Erev, they couldn't carry out from their houses to the chutz. So a lot of carry to the other chutzur der chaloin.
What's the remember? I know we discussed.
So we said if it's lamata misor tvachim, it counts like a doorway because there's no real wall between. So as opposed to above, means there's a wall and there's the window above it. So he's saying, point over here is that a door really is the same thing. Pesach would be valid also. You're allowed to carry from one to the other, should be a name between them. Now, so we're going to allow them to carry from Chatzar A to Chatzar B, which are immediately adjacent to the doorway between. And they don't have those skiers from the goy, because this Chatzar does have access to this Chatzar. The goy doesn't have Rishus on that, but they need to be Sarcher from him. So it's a usable Chatzar. And we said a goy's Rishus Batim should not Aser on Shabbos. Only answer because you don't want you living with the goy. Well, the goy is living in a different chatzar. So we have a situation where the goy's rishus, like we said at the beginning of the siman, Mishra points out, really means it should not be a rishus b'chlal. So you shouldn't answer on them to carry there. And there's no need to be sarcher because he's not really bothering them. He's in a different chatzar. So they're allowed to carry to that chatzar. Okay, so that's talking about carrying directly for access between the two chatzaris through the doorway. What about to go out into the mavui and come back into the other chatzar? So he says, "L'hotzim mechatzer melchatzer akum derech hamavui kishu musukim malachi bekara kedin." Totally bizet. See, in lo hoye b'mavui zeh rak chatzer echad shal Yisrael. There was only this one chatzer, this Jewish chatzer is this one. And there's the goys that now. So now, this mavui, as I say, as a chatzar, the mavui is mutter, the goy's presence is irrelevant. The same way a goy ashes in a chatzar when there's two Jews in the chatzar, a goy's chatzar ashes in the mavui when there's two Jewish chatzaras. So you're back to the same halacha. Okay. Depend on one on the other. After what you matter is the pumim derech alone or pisco sheesh patzir. Even though they do use the doorway sometimes, so that's not considered enough presence of the goy to answer, and therefore lessen. But there's no problem over here. Okay. Okay. Sif dalit a serchemin rein a yehudi. Stam, moyo. If you're serchem from the goy, without expressing why exactly you're doing this, what's the whole goal over here? Ben serchem farish loy shulahatur hatiltu. You do not need to say, "Well, I'm renting the rishus and the chotzer to allow me to thereby carry in the chotzer." You say, "I'm renting your rishus and the chotzer." Ben serchem lichtu b'shem ksiva al eskirs. You do not need to write it either. Both of those are fine. Now, but you do need to tell the goy that you want to rent the rishus of the that he has in the chatzar. Now, it's not enough that you can say, "Allow me to move to carry in the chatzar. I'm paying you money to allow me to carry in the chatzar." That's not enough. You have to actually say you're renting from him. I had a situation where when the city area was down, so somebody came to me. The Warwick is not a problem. Right? Anyone holds the Warwick wasn't a problem because there's Tweesis Yad and all of the apartments. It's like it's all one big thing. But in the towers, you need a Ruvi Chatzeris. So apparently there is Rabbi Hyatt, senior, all of Shalom made it a Ruvi Chatzeris in 1111. He made a Ruvi Chatzeris, and he was nifter. They passed it on to I think Rabbi Arzon senior. I think has it, or Mr. Connick has it. Only that. The question was there a schiris rishos? So the person says he wasn't sure if there was a schiris rishos, so he went down to the manager, which is, let's say, represents the owners who own the goyim, which own the rights to the hallway. And he said, "I'm giving you this money to allow us to carry in the hallway." That was the language that he used. So I said, "Well," the chayyadim said, "that's not a good lashon." The lashon has to be, so you don't have to say, but you have to at least say that you want to rent. So he was afraid to say, "I want to rent." They would say, I'm not interested in renting. Right? So I said, "Lachar, that's a problem." Now, this all happened, like, of course, it was a while back when the announcement about the Arab was, like, right before Shabbos. So I was inundated, and immediately after I was inundated with various different questions. This one, the person got me as I'm in the middle of Kabbalah Shabbos. He came over to me, "Well, was that good?" So I don't think so. But the reason why it worked is because I think I told you that the schiris rishus, how does the schiris rishus for the whole of the city work? So we rent from the county. Why do we rent from the county? Because the county, because the police and the fire, etc., have the right to access any private home in the county. Therefore, consider that they have rishus. That rishus that we got from them still stands, even though the Arab was down. They didn't lose that schiris rishus. Just you can only use it for this area. They, as their right of access into the building, that didn't. We ever asked them the right to make an eruv there for that. So right now, instead of using the whole city's worth that we asked, we're using this building's worth. So it's fine mitzad there, but it wasn't mitzad. But the way he said the lashon, I said, so metzim schiris rishus you would need, but you didn't really need it because we had one valid still. But the lashon used wasn't good. That was the answer. So
like when you're dealing with the county, that overrides anything that the goy could say.
Well, if the goy would refuse, probably be a problem.
Yeah.
But you know, you have to ask. You know, don't ask.
So basically, we don't ask.
Yeah, don't ask. Was it saying? Don't ask. Don't tell.
Don't,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that was like that was better over here. It shouldn't have asked.
But didn't you say that? I'm sorry, I missed a few days. But from what I remember, you said that the reason we're doing that is that we shouldn't live with the guy. So right. If we're not asking the guy that lives in the chutzah, we're circumventing.
Yes, we're circumventing. You got it.
Am I right?
You're right. Yeah, we definitely. But once Chazal set it up like that, that works.
Yeah, if we found it, look, if they put the loophole in, I guess we can use it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Chazal didn't. Maybe I don't know. They probably never thought about the fire department, or the police department, or anything like that.
Those days
they probably were volunteer fire departments, and people just put out the fires. They didn't have fire department.
I imagine they didn't have.
Right. Okay. Good. Whatever works. I'm all
those
for
days it. Wasn't there often a parts of someone who really had. Had control over the whole.
But that was common in the city, but that was they used to rent from the porters, used to rent from the tsar. That was very easy because he had rishus. He used to own. I thought he would own the town.
Yeah.
He owned the town. So that was very easy. He rent from him.
He probably charged for the rent too.
I'm sure he did. Okay. Hey. Sercher man Yehudi afilu b'pachas mishaber pruta. You can rent him a goy. The amount of money can even be less than a pruta. Shabbos, the Ramos says, you can do it on Shabbos. But I am the commandment of Simon Shin Pegim. Okay. Mishabruch of Aleph.
How can you do it on Shabbos?
I skipped the Mishabruch. When it's Tarak Lithuiv, the Dai Beskir is Chalusha, Bolabina and Skir is Bria. A minimal Skir is sufficient, but you don't need a very strong Skir.
If somebody rents from another person, let's say it's plain vanilla case, if a Jew rents from another Jew, and he doesn't write it down. He has a kiosk coffee. He says, okay, this is the deal. I'm going to give you $500 a month for the rental. No, you're not right. That's a schiris. That's considered.
That's
but would that be considered labeled as a, what was it? Schiris chalusha? That would be considered a schiris chalusha? Because that's what he's going on. He says, vein tzorech lichtov. You don't have to write it down. And as soon as, and it's almost like he's labeling that as a chalusha, as a weakness.
Well, it is a weakness, but it's not doesn't change the halacha.
No, I'm not saying it changes the halacha. I'm saying would that be labeled as weak. Otherwise, I'm just deducing it from.
I understand your thought process.
Yeah. I didn't think that if two people make a deal, and they don't write it down, why that would be considered chalusha specifically.
I think the point over here is we would have thought the opposite. The Chazal maybe might have wanted you to do a stronger, something stronger, because...
Because it's a guy?
Because if the whole goal of Chazal was to...
To make the deal.
To discourage the whole situation, so they would have made it difficult. He's saying that once they did it, they didn't make it that hard.
Okay.
For a goy, that's considered you're giving him money, you give him less than a pruta. The Ben Noyach Nerag Afilu Pachas B'Shamar Pruto, because the loch is a guy steals less than a Shamar Pruto. He's Chayim Misa because he's called that he stole.
It's Chayim Misa for stealing?
A guy kills.
Steals is Chayim Misa.
Any of the Shemites is Ben Noyach, the punishment is Misa. There's only one punishment.
Wow. Makes Saudi Arabia look liberal.
Yeah. So.
You only jump off your head.
So I have to just tell you, Misa, that I heard from Rashiva Gifter.
I never knew that was Chayim Misa.
That. He told us he was in Baltimore, and Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg said, told him a maisa, that he gets a phone call from a woman who's not Jewish. She was in college, and she was a roommate with a Jewish girl. And this Jewish girl had a set of Hirsch Chumash there with her, and she said, this non-Jewish woman started reading the Chumash. So she got to the Shevet Zimani Noach, and she found it fascinating. She said, it really makes a lot of sense. She wants to start keeping the Shevet Zimani Noach, and she needs a rabbi to act as her poisik. To pass on her Shevet Zimani Noach Shabbos, would he be willing to do that? He said, "Fine, good." So every few weeks, he would get a phone call from her, like on a question which is not normally, So goes also Eber Menachai. She wants to know is the meat in A&P Eber Menachai, it's not your standard kosher shayla that you have to pass on, So he says one day he gets a call from her and she says, "You know, I have it much harder than you." He says, "What do you mean? You have 7, I have 613." Why do you have it harder than I do? So she answers back and she says, she's been reading her halachas, halachas of goyis chayim and shayim kemezes. And goyis chayim and shayim kemezes. says, if I borrow a bobby pin from my roommate and I forget to return it, I'm chayav misa. You don't have that. She says to him, he says, you're right. That's the halacha. The guy's chayav on gzeil, he's chayav misa, even b'shargit, he's chayav misa. So, you know.
Did she convert just to make life easy for herself?
Eventually, he stopped getting questions from her. I guess she you know, that she stopped. Either she came, he wasn't frum enough for her, she wanted somebody frum her, or she stopped keeping them, you know, shemitzes. The truth is, there, if you just, you know, this is totally an aside, but there is a book written about a congregation of Bnei Noach.
Yeah, I've heard of
that. So I was talking to one of the people that I know, and it's a fascinating, I read them, I hit that one time in a bookstore, I read the whole book there, I couldn't put it down. I read the whole book in the bookstore. I didn't buy it, but I read the whole book, but that's a different Shiloh, whether it's right or wrong. But it's
less than Shavu Brut this year, okay?
I just kept reading it, I just couldn't put it down. I finished the whole book, so why should I want to buy it? I was talking to somebody who's involved in the Kibbutz, so you should get this book and pass it out to your, you know, to see it. He says, I actually know the people, the majority of the Kibbutz became Gerim. Majority of the kids became gay. So they couldn't raise kids. There's no holidays. There's no Sundays. There's no.
They can't observe.
They can't observe holidays. They can't observe Shabbos. They can't observe holidays. So there's nothing. It's all low. Don't do's. The only thing they daven. They daven to Hashem. You know, but everything is just no's. Don't do this. Don't do that. There's nothing to build a religion to raise the kids up. They should be interested and wanted to keep it. So they all moved on to like to becoming kids.
Yeah. But that's not the. I mean, I thought our concept is really getting off the bit. That our concept was not that everybody's going to become Jewish, and yet it seems, both given that and given that, how can you live with the idea that you could be chayav misa, you know, just with one moment of negligence? How could anybody live that way? It doesn't sound like a practical, you know, plan for Gentiles.
You know, I don't know. I've never really studied it. I hear your point.
Rabbi Blech, that he was a guest speaker here.
Yeah.
He spoke about a community of Bnei Noach.
He's a Bendel Jones.
Yeah.
Zero tolerance policy.
I don't know if he didn't go into that.
One strike and you're out.
Wow.
Okay. I'll be Israel.
Ibn Yomin Blech.
Im Yirtze Lizkar Mimena Rishusai. Omahani Bepochas Mishal Rishusai. Because by Jew, that's not called money. If you want to ransom a Jew, a filo dasam, a kilim, a kim, a shin pei, a gimel, that schiris works by a Jew, but it's got to be real schiris. Okay. Vish, you'll do it on Shabbos. Shana schiris vadoyas, el kibit the rishus vaheker baum. It's not a real bona fide schiris. The Iker of Chazal, it's a bit of rishus. Okay. Now, you're not going to give him money, obviously, on Shabbos. You give him food or something else which has a value. You can't give him money. And you tell him this is the payment for the schiris. So the Ramah says, take a look at Simon Shin Pei Gimel. So, we're allowed to do schiris on Shabbos, but the Maaseh tell you the schiris, you can't carry. So the Ruvah Kateris wasn't valid because it wasn't ma'ariv everybody. So now on Shabbos, you do bits of Rishus, you do schiris to Rishus from the Goy, so you're taking care of the Goy problem, you don't have an Eruv. So what you need to do is then bits of Rishus from one person to the other, and then it'll allow that one person to carry, etc.
Nobody else will be able to carry.
Correct. And then we said the halacha was once he's finished doing his thing, they can come back inside and they can change and do it. Everybody else can. He can be involved to everybody. You know, so you can change around. So you can take turns. Okay. Vav. Calls Manchet Ein Rechoyzer by Moilus Skiris. As long as the guy doesn't back out of it, this works. The Skiris is still valid. Filas Mamaruba, even if for a long period of time. Okay, so now we'll see later on. That's only you're renting from the actual goy who has rishus over there. The case which we do, which we rent from the government, says a minig to renew it every X amount of years. Some people have every 20 years, some say every some people have a minhag, I think, is 60 years they would renew it. They renew it that. I think the if I recall correctly, the Aruch HaShulchan says the minhag was 50 years.
But they renewed the schnirus?
Renew the schnirus of the government.
Up in the government, you mean?
In other words, if you're doing it, the Chavar is saying if you do it from the goy itself,
yeah,
who's actually living there,
yeah,
you do it as long as you want. As long as you're over, you know?
Yeah.
That's someone you're actually getting, but if you're getting that, the minhag which we get from the government,
uh-huh,
that you should renew every once in a while. The guy can't back out unless he gives the money back. You rented it. Can't back out. Mishaburchov Gimel calls Manshein Ein Anochri. Marikash Shasach Rumenu Vistamal Aperish Shum Zman. He didn't say a certain amount of time, so we say it remains valid till it's abrogated. If they set up a certain amount of time, because over Zman Sarach Liskirshen is Becholinian, obviously you need to renew. That situation. Which is the Sif Zayin. Now, Kadam Shem Razman, Enu Yochel Lachser, Rishum Inyan. If they set up a certain time, the guy can't back out before that time. Which means, what he's saying, what he means to say over here is, that the Bir Lacha recalls Manshein Akim Chayzer. Bir Lacha brings Shita that says that even though we discuss the concept of Chazora by giving money back, that's all talking about there was no set time. But if there was a set time, he can't back out, period. Even by giving the money back. He rented it out. Give the money back because you want to buy it back. I'm not interested in buying it back. You can't force me to sell it back to you. Right? So he can't be chayzer bam sazman, period. Even if he gives money, and that brings that from Tomim Dayim, which is the Ravid. The Ravid holds like that.
And if he did it indefinitely, he could never back out ever.
But what we're saying over here is, in a case where he did it indefinitely, then there is a concept of giving the money back and being chayzer. If he gives money back, that's considered a chazor.
So it's better to give it a long period of time than just doing it indefinitely.
Correct.
What was it the rabbit hole?
That if it's stiris lizman, if it's a stiris lizman, then the guy can't back out even if he gives the money back. We ignore it. If it's a skiris, which is not for a stam, then by giving the money back, the skiris is bought.
Uh-huh.
Right. He mentions it in the Sharetzion, and he mentions it again in the Bir Lacha. He talks about more barichus.
That's why we do it for a period of time.
We do it because we don't want to have the situation where the guy starts backing out.
The government.
Government, right.
Question is, if the government backs out, you're saying that you're telling that they wouldn't be able to back out.
Logically, right.
Okay. Could we say on that? I'm not looking for that, but I'm saying, couldn't you say, Dina Machos Adina? They're the law. So they say, hey, we changed our minds. And it's not an Indian of Dina Machos Adina.
I don't think so. In general, Dina Machos Adina is a very sensitive topic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of machines in Din Mechuz Adina, but the Shach says that Din Mechuz Adina only applies specifically to the right for taxes,
mm-hmm,
and coinage. In other words, they have all rights over money, printing money, and they have the rights to charge taxes.
That's it.
That's a Shach.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Some to extend that doesn't mean Slavdavka taxes, it means any type of fines, fees, the government. In other words, Can a policeman charge you a ticket? Well, the government it's income for the government. There, mm-hmm, no. The question becomes more: Can the government tell you can't drive over a certain speed? Is that part of the Mechuz Adina? They might say we have a right to charge you money if you go over a certain speed. That's their business.
So who says they don't have that right?
So some say that based on that shock that they can't tell you that you can't go over a certain speed. They can tell you if you do, we're going to charge you. because that's part of their right to make revenue.
They have a right to arrest you, for example? They think you're.
They have a right to, if they think a person's a menace, and there's safety issues, that they have a power to. But just because, you know, like, we all remember the oil embargo when the speed limit went down to 55 all of a sudden, you know. It wasn't safety motivated. It was, you know, of course they sugarcoated it with safety, but, you know, but now, man, then afterwards, you know, they had statistics that the
accident,
I don't know, but let's say, but, all right, so the argument is not that you're men, the argument is that, you know, you're not keeping the law. So what power do they have in that? So that becomes, but most hold them, it comes to halachas of Isser. There's some server, you know, he dealt with this because all of a sudden, with the time of the reform, they started to try making it dinner because it didn't solving all the Jewish problems, you know. Mm-hmm. Right? So he says it has no power over any halachas of Isser.
Mm-hmm.
He says even a fascinating thing, that somebody had the following question, Mechiras Chametz. So there was a law at that point in time valid in where he was that any sale, you would sell the property and the chametz which is in it. This way, right. There it is. It's not chayav b'dikuk. So any sale of property has to be recorded by the government, and there was a stamp. Uh-huh. There was a stamp tax that
right.
was charged for it.
Right.
And the government's law was if you don't pay the fee, the sale is not valid.
Uh-huh.
So we do a mechiras chametz erev Pesach to the goy. We don't record it.
Yeah.
So is it considered valid mechira? Thereby questioning now that the din of mechiras chametz. So some sort of says no. Halacha says it was a valid kinyan. It's a valid kinyan. Mm. It's sold to the goy. The fact that it's not registered, mm. it's not mavatal. Something which halacha says is a valid kinyan. Mm. That's not part of their power of the mechuzim to define what's called a valid kinyan, what's not.
But taxes they can always.
I brought this to show you. So you don't see it.
But taxes they can do. Everyone holds that.
Yeah, taxes is definitely under their.
What that's what the chief justice is also. He said the same thing just that way. Same kindness.
Now,
I don't know if he didn't quote the shah.
Say it like this. Now, it's not 100%. That's all assuming there is a Ran that says that the power of Dinah Mechuzah Dinah belongs, is only true because the government owned the land. There was a king owned the land. So according to the that Ran, most persons say that in a democracy there's no Dinah Mechuzah Dinah.
At that, all.
Right.
For anything.
Right.
Interesting.
Okay. I ask Rabbi Reingold if we know the Chariot Zion. Mr. Burr mentions all these forms I never heard of.
Oh, so he brought you
so
on.
So you know it.
That there really is such a thing.
There is such a thing,
yeah.
Yeah. Well,
he quoted it. I don't know.
It could have
been
kay.
Lost. I don't know.
Fine. So Mr. Burr said, Kabdala, Fidlas Mamarupa. Kimishal Paris is Manat Biskiris. They didn't say a time. My honey calls Manchana and the Kaiser Hakim Beferish, as long as the guy doesn't explicitly back out. That's it. It's in place. But on the other end, he can back out immediately after one Shabbos. So Shartzian says over here, why one Shabbos and let him back out even beforehand? I mean, Mikra didn't, if you go with regular din Skiris, or this is like this semi-skiris, semi-not skiris. You go with a real kinyan. I made a kinyan. You can't back out. I'll give you money back. Tough luck. I had a crazy halachic shayla. Well, you know, this is totally an aside. I got a phone call from a woman. She purchased online some hair coverings, you know, some tickles, whatever it is, from a woman. And they might have had a little back and forth. And such. Apparently the woman's customer service is not very good. She's not very friendly to her customers. Mm-hmm. So this woman, after she received the purchase, the money was already taken from the credit card. She already owns it. She already has it. She tells the woman, by the way, you know, I really like your product. I'd like to buy from you again. I just want to point out that you do much better business if you have better customer service. So the woman sends her back an email and says that, very upset. I've canceled your transaction. I've credited your credit card back with the money. You must return the items to me, otherwise it's gazelle.
Wow.
So a woman calls me up, this is an error shop. She calls me up, is there any problem? Like a week and a half ago, a woman calls me up, error shop. Like, what do I do? I said nothing.
Nothing.
Your card is yours. She has no power to break it. You got it already in your hands, you paid it, you got it.
Unless it was a Mech of Taurus, but there's no Mech of Taurus here.
She doesn't like it. So Eloi, what, you know, you should send her back, you asked the rabbi, said that you have no reason to return the items. You're happy to pay her again. Oh, the woman said, if you want to buy it again, I'd be happy to sell it to you again for $15 more.
What?
That's what the woman says. And I understand why she had a reputation of having bad customers.
I would see that.
So, Kenyan is a Kenyan. And like, you know what? She can't break a Kenyan. She said, you write her back. You know that, you know, the Kenyan is a Kenyan. That's it. Right now, she has nothing. You have the money back and the tickle. You're happy to pay her the original price again.
Yeah.
If she wants it, if she doesn't want it, you won't pay her. But you're not giving the tickle back. You know? Like, So what's going on over here? How do you back out? So since it wasn't the real skiris, because we said it wasn't a real skiris, that creates the concept of backing out. But that much we're not going to do, then you can back out immediately. Because as much as it was a skiris, it has to affect something. So you can't back out before the first Shabbos. The Kamish Lehitzkoloi Ela Bistam, Yacholor Meloi Lokivati Ela El Shabbos Achas. So here's the Kanech. We say, since you didn't say how much, we play it as if the guy says, I only meant X amount of time. So you can't say, I only meant nothing. Because you didn't, that's not true. You didn't rent from him. I meant for one Shabbos. Okay, after one Shabbos, give it back. He didn't say how much. So we're going to allow, the Stam allows you to play it that, you know, I only meant X. Whereas you said a time, you can't back out. So even no time at all is said, obviously you meant at least one Shabbos. You can back out. I meant many Shabbos. So you can't take it away from me. So the goy can't just force it back to the, you know, play games with the Jew. Because otherwise, this is dangerous, right? So the guy says, you will admit the time, no time. He says, okay, after a Shabbos, I know I changed my mind. You know, no, are you willing to give the money back? Uh-huh. That's what he's talking in his pocket. He's not going to give the money back so quickly. Now, the harbor called him Malzab, Dem Yachalakim Lakso, Achos Shabbos, Shana Philippalechos, Arastomim, they argue in the Ramah. The Kiman Lloyd compares to Kamal Shabbos. Yachalarm Lloyd, Kiman Tel Shabbos Achos. The guy says, I only met one Shabbos. That's it. The time's up. And you paid. You know, you X out the money for one Shabbos. It's your fault. They're not saying how much you meant. I have paid you $1,000. I meant one Shabbos. So tough luck,
can
you?
But you can't say two Shabbos. Once you get past the first Shabbos.
No, he can say any time.
Oh, he can.
Any time he wants to back out, he can back out. And say, you know, I meant for a year.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you know, that's what I meant. So now the second year, you got to pay again if you want to. So the Ramah says you have to give the money back. So the Shaar HaTzion grapples with this halacha l'maaseh. What do we do? So the maaseh, you have to be chayshish that the goy did it. That you're in trouble. You can't carry Zion. Im sachar me any hudah l'zman yadua. If you rent from the goy for a set time, l'chisha yichla hazman sarach l'achzer liskar sheni. You have to re-rent. So Lachzer will Arev, then you have to do a new Erev. Then Erev Rishon Chayzav Nir. As soon as the Goy's Schir is ended, the Erev becomes invalid, because it's not a valid Erev if you didn't rent from the Goy first. So now you have to do a new Maisa Erev after you do a new Maisa Schir. Okay. Mishabura Sukkot Nechavov. The Cheshayich Lazman Tzorech, you have to rent from him again. Filo Im Eno Akum Chayzavoy. Even though he says, I'm not backing out. But still, it was set for a set time. The mail of this battle is here. It ends at that point in time. The part of the Philippine, he says, I'm agreeable to continue. You have to do a Maisis Chiris. Kosovatas. He died, but there was somebody left who was Yerushim. So the Yoresh should take over the Skiris of the Morish. In a Moel Masha Sachem in a Morish, it doesn't help that way you rented from the Morish. Because when he dies, those is Batel Kachas Skiris, that's Batel when he dies. The Hafil B'chayiv Motzi Meheder Bay, I can't let
Sharnay. What
does that mean? Because the guy can always back out, so the new fellow is almost like not bound at all by what the first one did. The Yoresh is not bound by the mice of the merge.
But even if the Yoresh says, we to continue it, you still...
Correct, but then you still need a new mice, because that mice is both. Now,
is that because he's a guy? Or that would be in general? Let's say, for example, if it's two Jews and one rents an apartment.
And in general, the Siloch is not true, right? The Siloch is not true. Because it's only because over here that you're the Siloch, you're allowed to back out, which is not true normally.
Oh.
Right, so therefore that's...
So basically, but in that case, let's say, they sign a two-year lease with two
Jews. And then the owner dies.
The owner dies and he leaves the son.
Right, can't back out.
You can't back out. He's stuck for the 2 years.
Correct.
Or whatever's left in the 2 years.
Now, the Taz says that's the law. Now, comes in Mishnah Berurah and points out, that the guy can be chayz of Teruch Zman. In a case where there was a set time, you can't back out. Now the Taz argues on all the other achronim at that point. He holds that even if there's a set time, you can the guy could back out. Everybody else disagrees and says no. If there's no set time, you can back out. This is the time you can't back out. Can I feel the mace slowly spot the skiris? If the yarish oimed a moicha, even though the yarish is being moicha, can cause the rabba by the harbach achronim. That's a case of where he was sarchel l'zman. Now, miyuim besarchel memenu stam umeis. So they're ready. Mistaber doesn't need spatzel memela schiris. That it is both for the bria taz. V'chel im yerush yermashi misratze b'mash aviv also aviv. Mistaber the lemahani atchiyachzor v'yizkem memenu. So the case of where schiris stam where chazar works. So then you need a new schiris. And you need a new Erev also. There's no Erev with the guy. We don't say it regenerates itself automatically when you do the Skiris. Rather, we say, no, the Erev is about to. You need a new Erev. Okay, we'll hold this here.